The West Nile Education Trust Fund Committee has launched the second edition of a marathon drive to raise 50 million shillings to support needy but bright students for university education. The funds will be used to support students admitted for professional courses like engineering, pharmacy, law, and medicine. Robert Ejiku is the Vice President of West Nile Education Trust Fund, and he shed more light on that drive.
Why education standards are going down, our education standards are going down, we are lagging behind the entire country in terms of education. In other parts of Uganda, countries are speaking up quality, let alone the numbers of people producing and counting out there. Training was the number of people you see seeing and counting out there. We are now referring to the standards in hand. So when we said this initiative, we wanted to catch bull by the horn, and the bull here was the declining horn. Carol, but Mbemba, a board of trustees, West Nile Education Fund, and failed the category of races during the marathon.
We have this race category of 5 kilometers for the seniors, because we need to be inclusive. We have a category of 2 kilometers for the senior citizens, we have another category of 10 kilometers, and the last race category will be that of 21 kilometers. That means even if you come with the children, they're able to participate in the short race categories.
Honorable Banati, the former MIA constituency, also a founder member of the West Nile Education Fund, says mega resources is limiting their desire to enroll new students and appeals to different stakeholders to join the cause.
The Trust Fund, the sources, what limits us from expanding the offer for the scholarship. So our target is to grow the Trust Fund, and we would like to appeal to partners. I know those who come on board, and I want to appeal to the West Nile Trust Fund. The Vice Chancellor of Money University, Associate Professor Simon Anguma, Katrin, says the initiative is very good because it encourages the growth of education in the region.
West Nile has really lagged behind in very many things. It is just because of low levels of education, academic performance, always second class. Now, education is an opener that solves problems. Somebody comes and says, okay, let's put hands together and send our children to school. This is a very initiative, as Muni University. We receive this wholeheartedly because these people who are sent to us are our critical and key stakeholders. We support this initiative very strongly, and we think that we can go further than this.
The West Nile Education Trust Fund was established in 2013 and so far 2018 have benefited from the fund with 24 successfully graduating.